All right. If you're like me and Phil and you don't get a lot of sleep, then we need to get together, pool what's left of our brain power. Apparently, the damage has been done and there's no reversing it.
Well, I don't understand why we keep doing these interviews, but,
I don't either.
But just the same, and it's no offense, Dr. Mark Kerner is a sleep apnea surgeon with Cal West Head and Neck Surgical Institute in Northridge and Westlake Village. He joins us now. We're not blaming you for any of this, doctor. Trust me. But some of us have no choice but to get as much sleep as we can. When we can, even in shifts, is the cumulative sleep doing the job, or do we absolutely need to get one long stretch of sound sleep?
Well, good morning to both of you. Well, interestingly, this study, I'm going to preface this by first saying that it was done in mice, so we have to take a little bit of this just in stride until to be sure that we could extrapolate this to humans. But it was a very clever study that was done, and it was just published in the Journal of Neuroscience, and what it showed that in mice, if you sleep-deprive mice, you see a metabolic injury to certain brain cells that we never thought would be injured because of sleep deprivation. So this is a very, very interesting study, because what it suggests is that prolonged sleep deprivation does cause neuron damage or cellular damage that's irreversible.
Okay, so, but again, do you have to get that sleep all in one long chunk, or what if you sleep in shifts, like, you know, a two-hour nap and then you get 5 hours later?
Well, they couldn't really test it in that specific way. But what they did was they basically took mice and they subjected them to various periods of sleep deprivation. And what they saw was that even after trying to reverse that, the metabolic changes, the cellular changes were damage was permanent. So it suggests that maybe getting, you know, trying to fix a sleep deficit by sleeping in or some other sort of parallel type sleep arrangement would be okay. But in fact, it shows that you get irreversible cell damage. Yeah.
Dr. Kerner, and this comment here may come from the fact that I've been sleep deprived for many years. So let me preface it by saying that perhaps the cells that I needed to make a cogent conversation here are gone. But may I suggest that rather than coming up with study after study that shows that we're killing ourselves by not sleeping, that science work a little on finding a pill that we can take that mimics the benefits of sleep?
Well, that would actually be fantastic. But you see, on a cellular level, if we can identify exactly what the defect is or what the injury is, we could therefore then create a potential pill or a treatment option that would reverse that. So yes, your question is well taken, and it's exactly true. So understanding this at a cellular level will help us at some point try to counterbalance that.
All right. Well, let's hope they find it. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Dr. Mark Kerner.
I'm beaming.
Sleep apnea surgeon at Cal West Head and Neck Surgical Institute in Northridge and Westlake.